And welcome to the Sleeper Wire Show. I'm your host, Jason, and joining me tonight is Top Tier Tactics' own and Sleeper Wire's famous Nader. Nader, how are you tonight?
Oh, it's great. Just came off of work, and then all of a sudden I get an invite to join the show. Can't say no to that.
I mean, last minute, you're going to be so prepared. It's just like me to do that to you, except I didn't do that to you. You know who did that to you? The butter to my bread. The peanut butter to my jelly, the yin to my yang, George. George, how are you doing tonight?
I am fantastic. I've been looking forward to getting out of work all day, which, I mean, who doesn't look forward to getting out of work? Coming home, going to talk a little bit of free agents, going to talk a little rookies. Should be a good time, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And with that, we have a special guest tonight, a guy, he's a returning champion of the show. We're joined by USA Today's Touchdown Wire contributor, and more famously, Westlands University's most accomplished QB and it says situational wide receiver, Mark Schofield. Mark, welcome back.
What's going on, everybody? There's a mistake in that. There's no way I was anywhere close to Westlands' most accomplished, most colorful, perhaps, but not most accomplished.
So who is the most accomplished quarterback?
Actually, the guy that I think that I backed up, Jake Fay, who you can find on Twitter. I forget his handle. I think it's like @JakeFay_ or something. Yeah, he's the guy that I backed up. He was actually very good. Me, not so much.
So I had a moment where I wanted to look up how to say the college's name, and I butchered it in the intro anyway. So I Googled, is Wesleyan? And then the third thing that came up, an all-girls school.
Yep. That happens all the time because of Wellesley in Massachusetts. People confuse the two somehow, which I don't understand. But yeah, it happens all the time. So like, is Wesleyan a girls' school is like the most frequent search for Wesleyan University.
I will tell you, doing the Google search for this conversation, there's Wesleyan in Georgia that is an all-girls school as well.
Yeah, there's dozens of Wesleyans out there.
Well, so listen, you're the most accomplished girls' school college quarterback of all time.
Well, it's a big win.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Listen, if I could have been the only guy at an all-girls college, I probably still wouldn't have gotten any. But it still would have been fun to do it. All right. So with all that mess behind us, we're going to talk about incoming rookies later in the show. But before we get there, we want to talk about NFL free agency. It's right around the corner. It starts March 17th. I thought we'd take a look into our free agents. We discuss where we think they'll sign. And I don't need super deep dives on these. If we all think they're going to stay where they already are, then let's just say stay. And when we get to Chris Godwin, if you say he's going anywhere, I'll fight you for it. So we're going to start with the number one free agent on the markets. Always quarterback first, as Mark would probably tell you. Dak Prescott. Guys, do you think Dak staying in Dallas? Let's go with Mark first.
Yeah, he's staying. You can't let him walk out the building. If they have to tag him again and pay the extra bonus, the 20% to do what they will, they can't let him hit the market.
Nader?
I'm going to have to agree. It would be immensely stupid for the Cowboys to let him walk. But at the same time, I could definitely see them doing that because they're stupid. So, but I think he stays.
George?
Yeah, he's staying. That's all I got to say. He ain't going nowhere.
Could I make the obvious joke that he ain't walking nowhere?
You just did.
You did.
All right, we're moving on to the guy I said that you guys can't say he's going anywhere, but Chris Godwin. Do you think he's staying?
I think he's staying.
Yeah, I think he's staying. He just won a raid. He just playing with Brady. He's staying.
There would be no reason for him to leave. He'd still be a very well-paid wide receiver if he stayed regardless. Yes, he's staying.
Okay, good. I don't have to fight any one of you guys. So speaking of wide receivers – who are probably staying. I've seen that they may tag him. Allen Robinson with the Bears. Is Allen Robinson staying?
I think Robinson leaves. They might tag him. But I think, look, he's been catching passes from God knows what at quarterback for so long. I'm sure he'd love to find a way to get out of Chicago. But if he stays, they're going to have to use the tag on him.
Go ahead, George.
I would say I think he gets tagged. So I think he's going to stay.
I think he gets. It doesn't matter what happens. He will be playing for another team, whether that's signing or tagged and trade. He's playing for a different team. Week one, in my opinion, I think he goes to the San Francisco 49ers.
Homer.
So my question is, and I always bring this up with Robinson because everybody says he always plays with bad quarterbacks, and think about how good he could be if he played with a good quarterback, which the 49ers wouldn't be that chance. But do you think that him playing with bad quarterbacks, Blake Bortles, the mess in Chicago, don't you think that potentially could have helped his career? Because bad quarterbacks focus on talent and one wide receiver only. So if he went to a good quarterback who would actually go through his reads, maybe they don't throw in a double coverage just to hit Robinson. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
Well, it's also the coaching staff, the scheme, the quarterback fit around him. You would anticipate somebody like, you know, like a Kyle Shanahan, Jay Gruden, to be able to scheme him open, get him opportunities to make plays in space that would overcome the double team coverage throws that a bad or an insignificant quarterback would make, to the point where his numbers, receptions, yards at the catch would all be higher.
Yeah. And sort of building off that, I mean, it's a great point about getting them schemed open because Nagy hasn't done enough of that. You know, the other thing is that Chicago offense is so reliant on yardage after the catch. When Trubisky's getting them the ball late, like there's no opportunity for that. Like, I mean, if he goes to San Francisco, even with Garoppolo, that's like one thing that he does well is run the offense and get the ball out on time and give him that yardage after the catch opportunity. So the targets might go down, but yak and stuff like that will go up as a result of playing in a different offense with a different quarterback.
Probably more opportunities for touchdowns too.
Yeah.
All right. Here's one where I think we probably all think he's not going to stay, Kenny Golladay. So guys, where's Kenny Golladay going? And how much money does he make? Besides gobs of it.
I think he goes to the Giants. I mean, they're going to need a receiver. Slayton hasn't kind of worked out the way they'd like. Ingram hasn't worked out the way they like. Although he's more of a move type tight end. They need more of a vertical threat. I think that's a good spot for him. In terms of money, yeah, like you said, gobs of it. How about that?
There we go.
I like him going to the Raiders. I mean, they already have deep threats in Aguilar. And, of course, their last year's rookie Ruggs. They need a possession receiver. I think they go out and grab him and make him one of the highest paid wide receivers.
Yeah, I think he goes to the Jets. It's a team that's devoid of any real wide receiver talent outside of Jamison Crowder. We can assume either they're going to keep Sam Darnold or they're going to trade him. But if they – if they do trade him and they draft a rookie quarterback in the with the number two overall pick, like they're going to want to get him some weapons. So I think Golladay leaves. I think he goes to the Jets.
I was thinking maybe the Colts. Maybe it's time for T.Y. to move on a little bit. I know they've got some young talent there. Michael Pittman's not giving up his number to Wentz, which is an interesting move by a wide receiver that hasn't done much of anything, but. And will rely on a quarterback to get him the ball. But I could see, and I think a lot of wide receivers' names will come up when you talk about the Colts because they just need talent there. They went in on Wentz, so they need something there to support him. All right, and now we're going to talk about Will Fuller. In a full rebuild, they're not going to pay Will Fuller what he thinks he's worth, are they?
No. No.
I think he does get a pretty decent amount. I'd say about, the Tyler Boyd type money at least, because especially if they have a angry quarterback, a frustrated quarterback that just lost one of the top five receivers just last year, I think they got to do something to keep him happy. And I think they're going to have to be forced to keep him.
I think they let Will Fuller go. Like I said, they're in full rebuild mode. I actually think Will Fuller goes. So I think Kenny Galladay's living in Detroit. I think I could see Will Fuller going to Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say Detroit's a good spot for him. Miami could be an interesting option for them. They need some wide receiver help around, you know, Tua if they decide to roll back with him. So that could be another place to watch too. But I don't see Houston bringing him back if they really are in full rebuild mode.
But are they really in full rebuild mode? I mean, they don't really have the draft picks to rebuild. They're not trading Deshaun. If they traded Deshaun, then you could argue that they're in full rebuild. But I mean, as long as you have a Deshaun, you have a chance to win, and you're going to need receivers.
They're going to trade him before the draft.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm looking at it as Deshaun is not there. Like they got rid of DeAndre Hopkins. They flat out cut J.J. Watt. Not even decided to trade him to get something to bring something back for him. Like even a seventh round pick for him, like we would all laugh at that. Like it's better than what they got for him, which was nothing. they're going to deal Deshaun Watson. They're going to get quite a few draft picks for him, whether it be from New York or whether it's from Miami, even possibly Carolina. They're going to get picks in this draft for Deshaun Watson. So I would say yes, they are in full blown rebuild mode.
Go ahead, Nader.
I don't think he gets traded. Right now, the Texans, they have no Deshaun has no leverage to get traded. The Texans have said they want to keep him, and right now his price is too high. I mean, right now the Jets, they're also in rebuild mode. Yes, he would be an elite quarterback, but they have a lot more holes in the quarterback position. So do the Dolphins, I would have to say. And I would much rather have the picks than Deshaun Watson at this point right now.
We're going to move on to Aaron Jones, our running back, our top running back free agent. Does Aaron Jones go back to Green Bay?
No, he does not.
No.
They drafted a running back in the second round last year. Aaron Jones is not coming back. They're not paying Aaron Jones.
Why does Green Bay hate Aaron Rodgers so much?
No, they just hate people named Aaron.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
They've got talent, man. That's a talented running back. They're going to get rid of him for a guy who's unproven, a guy that barely played at all last year. It just doesn't – it seems to not make any sense.
Running backs are just so easy to replace. Yep. And they also have another free agent running back, and I would expect them to re-sign him instead and then just let Aaron Jones walk.
All right, so where's Aaron Jones going?
I could see Miami.
Yeah, Miami's a good spot. The Jets maybe. I'm gonna
say he goes to the Arizona Cardinals.
He can go to the Rams. The Cardinals wouldn't be a bad option. Yeah. They like their running backs. They like dumping it off to running backs. Aaron Jones is a great receiving back.
Yeah, they're not going to pay Kenyon Drake what they paid for him this year. They're not paying for that much to him for next year. So I think Aaron Jones can slide right into that Kenyon Drake role.
So our first non-fantasy player here, unless you play IDP, I've got J.J. Watt on this list just out of respect. Where's J.J. Watt going?
I could see him going to the Browns. I don't see him being that productive. I think he's well past his prime and mostly now just kind of like a run stuffer to a motivational piece.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns are an option. I think the Bills are an option because, you know, if he does want to get a ring – those would be two spots where he could probably do it. I know people think Pittsburgh or Green Bay, but cap considerations there are going to be tough. So I think Browns make sense. Bills make sense.
I like the Titans being a little bit of a dark horse team.
Yeah.
They've spent a lot of money on useless pass rushers. And J.J. Watt would be a whole lot better than both of them.
Makes sense. I'm holding out a little bit hope for Tampa just to take a discount to play with Brady, get another ring. But I don't think that's going to happen. They're trying to sign all of their own players before they sign somebody else. Number eight, last year's offseason darling, Juju Smith-Schuster.
So I think he's not going back to Pittsburgh. And of the two guys on this list, I think will probably end up in Miami. He's one of them. As was mentioned earlier, they desperately need wide receiver help. And I think Juju can come in and be that wide receiver help that they need.
I think he tests free agency and ends up not getting that much interest or not getting what he wants, and he hops right back to the Steelers. I think he stays.
Yeah, I could see him staying in Pittsburgh if the market isn't quite there, but something about Juju screams, you know, either a John Gruden West Coast offense kind of guy or in a Kyle Shanahan system. If he gets that kind of market that he wants, the Raiders might be a spot, but I'm kind of with Nader there. I think he stays.
Yeah, I mean, well, with the Raiders, while he would seem like a good fit, they just have Nelson Aguilar, who plays basically the same way Juju would. Henry Ruggs, he's the speedster, so he kind of eclipses Juju there. They have Darren Waller. He's already an elite receiving threat, so they don't necessarily need a Juju Smith-Schuster. I think he's just overkill at this point.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
All right, number nine, my fantasy darling. A guy I've been on the bandwagon for way too long. Last year, he finally proved me a little right, Corey Davis. Does Corey Davis land in a spot that can show off his immense talent?
I just don't like any teams to fit him. I think he stays. At least if he was intelligent, he would stay because they finally have a good quarterback, good running game, great play action. Everything that fits his play style, he would stay.
I'm intrigued by the idea of him in Washington opposite McLaurin. I think, you know, he would be smart to stay in Tennessee. Because of the way they run so much 12 personnel with him and A.J. Brown on the field. But if he's going to leave, I like Washington out of the potential spots.
Washington's a good spot. I was actually going to say New England for him. Definitely a team that can use some wide receiver help.
They got to get somebody to throw him the ball.
Yeah, that's the bigger question.
Yeah. All right. And, you know, we've got 15 on the list. I think we're going to cut it down to 10 with the option to go over any of 11 through 15. But our number 10 on this list is Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, is he leaving Tampa and finding a big contract? I don't know, with the Raiders again.
No, I think he stays with Brady again. I can't imagine him leaving.
He needs somebody to watch over him at this point. Brady's very good at doing that. I think he stays with Brady.
I agree. I don't think he goes anywhere. The last one I did want to touch on, Jason, would be Chris Carson, since we only got one running back throughout the first 10. I think that's somebody – that's the other guy I think Miami is probably going to try to make a run at in free agency, is Chris Carson.
Yeah, I like that for
The Miami has been getting solid production out of undrafted running backs and very cheap running backs. I think they should keep it that way and try to save some cap room for any other defensive position or maybe another wide receiver on this list. I think that would be a better option instead of spending money on a Chris Carson who hasn't even played a full season throughout his whole career.
Yeah, but neither has Myles Gaskin.
True. That is true. But one of them is a rookie and I think is better and cheaper than Chris Carson.
All right. Well, so with that, we've got Marvin Jones, Cam Newton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Andy Dalton on the list. I don't think any of those guys really warrant discussion. I mean, unless you really want Cam Newton back in New England, Mark.
I mean, it might happen. I wouldn't rule it out. I'd like them to make him part of the quarterback room, not go all in on it. You know, if they do decide to bring it back, I'm hoping it's to be a bridge to a rookie they potentially draft or somebody else. But if the whole plan is we're going to bring Cam Newton back and he's going to be our quarterback, lock, stock, and barrel, I'm not feeling too good about that.
Mark, if you had to have one of those three guys for New England for all of next year as the starting quarterback, who would it be? Dalton, Fitzpatrick, or Newton?
I mean, if it's those three for all of the year, I mean, I would probably roll with Cam just because he's got a year in the system. And what he offered, at least as an athlete, as a runner, did sort of reinvent their run game. And I thought it was a viable weapon in that aspect of the game. You know, none of them really overly excite me. Now, again, if you're telling me that any one of those guys are coming back with a rookie quarterback, I'd feel a bit better about it. And I would sort of look at either Newton or Fitzpatrick in that situation. But of the three, it's Newton.
Give me Fitzpatrick, man. I want Fitzpatrick on my team. I want him leading the charge one more time. I do think Marvin Jones going to the Colts, I think that would be an intriguing little option. I think that would make him very fantasy relevant in that case. I think I'm not too interested or feeling all that promised on the other group of rookie wide receivers that they recently drafted. I like Marvin Jones in that spot.
So I think Fitzpatrick with New England would be interesting. However, I think he's not the kind of quarterback that Belichick likes. He's a little too loose with the ball. He turns it over a little bit too much. So as smart as he is, as fast as I think he could pick up the system, you know, I don't know if you guys know this. They mention it 12 times every time he plays a game, but he did go to Harvard. So he's a kind of a smart guy. I didn't know if you guys knew he went to Harvard, but
I did not.
That's crazy.
I do think though that he's not the style of quarterback that Bill Belichick likes. He's not careful enough with the football. He's a gunslinger. So as fun as it might be, I don't think that would work out all that well. And speaking of quarterbacks, we're going to go ahead and move on from the rookie or from the free agents. And we're going to move into news. And the only news we have really are again about quarterbacks. We've already talked about Deshaun Watson telling his new coach that he still wants a trade. Russell Wilson also has told the Seahawks that he's open to move. Do you think either one will be traded before the season? And we've already talked about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean, I think of the two Watsons more likely to get traded just because it's clear that he wants out. I mean, Wilson, if they trade him before June 1st, it's like a $39 million cap hit. Seattle would be crazy to do that.
Yeah, it's the largest cap hit in NFL history if they trade him before then.
So, I mean, I don't see them moving Russell. I do still think Watson gets traded like we talked about.
There's no way you trade Russell Wilson. He's a top five quarterback when he's slinging it properly. And he's won a Super Bowl with that team. They're a playoff contender and Super Bowl contender every single Sunday. There's no way they trade him.
I've gotten away from the whole there's no way they can trade this person mentality. Just because, like, last year I was all on board there's no way that the Cardinals could trade David Johnson due to his salary, and then they did. And then this year, with both Jared Goff being traded in, Philadelphia's quarterback, I'm drawing a blank.
Carson Wentz.
Yes. Yeah. Both of those contracts being able to be moved. Anybody can be traded for anything. With that said, I do agree. Russell Wilson's not going anywhere. He's not asking for a trade. He said he would be open to one if they want to do it, but he's not out there saying, I want to be traded. But I do think, as stated earlier, Deshaun Watson will get traded.
So the other piece of news I have here, but someone deleted it on the notes. I'm not sure who might have done that, but this just in, Tampa's still the Super Bowl champs.
No way.
Really?
It's just breaking all kind of news tonight.
Seriously. You know,
this is hard. Slow news day. Had to do it.
The next thing I know, Jason, you're going to tell me that Ben Roethlisberger is just one of the toughest quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, he's tough. He keeps
walking boot. That walking boot shows toughness.
Those ice packs, every appendage.
All right, before we move into rookie quarterbacks, I want to talk about our Patreon. We're running a contest here at SleeperWire. If you want to win a Chris Godwin or Kenny Galladay jersey, once we reach 100 Patreons at patreon.com/sleeperwire, we'll randomly pick one person, announce them on the show, and they'll get their choice of each jersey. Even the dollar tier gets you in, so check out patreon.com/sleeperwire and get into the contest. I know which one I would choose. Guys, if you had to choose one, a Kenny Galladay jersey or a Chris Godwin jersey. So I'm picking Chris Godwin because he's staying with the Bucks, and you'll have a signed Bucks jersey with Chris Godwin. But guys, what would you choose, Kenny Galladay or Chris Godwin?
Well, Kenny Galladay kind of screwed my fantasy year last year, so I don't really want him right now. So I'm going to have to take Godwin.
Yeah, and plus, like you just said, Jason, I mean, the Bucks did win the Super Bowl. So
did they?
Super Bowl champion. You
did they?
The 5 minutes ago.
Man, he must have went to Harvard.
As many times as we can say that on this show, I'll be excited.
So I'll take the Chris Godwin jersey as well. And the only reason why is because I have a Kenny Galladay jersey in my closet right now. So,
also, just a quick opinion to tack on. Since none of us are expecting Kenny Galladay to stay with the Lions, that jersey would get outdated pretty fast.
It would be a throwback.
Ah, not bad.
Very good. Throwback is what I was looking for. All right. Now we're looking at the incoming rookie quarterbacks. These are not in order of ranking, although the number one ranked quarterback is first, Trevor Lawrence. I'm just saying, I was looking today at researching some stuff for the show, and I kept seeing, you know, they named a couple of quarterbacks like Zach Wilson. They said a couple NFL teams have them ranked higher than Trevor Lawrence. I think the only way you could have Zach Wilson ranked higher than Trevor Lawrence is if you don't have the first overall pick, because he's getting taken with the first overall pick. That's the only reason why you would rank him anywhere but number one. So, guys, tell me, Mark especially, tell me what you like about Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, I when you watch Lawrence, I come away looking at a guy that's universally, schematically a fit almost anywhere you can drop him into. I mean, you know, I did a show this past summer with Matt Waldman, and we were talking about scheme fits, and Matt said, look, he can run Baltimore's offense, like, because he's such a – and people don't talk about it. Like, he's a viable threat with his legs, not just like an athlete. Like, he's a very savvy ball carrier that, like, sets up blocks. Now, you know, you're not building a, like, run game offense. You're not using him like the Patriots used Cam Newton, but – this is a guy that can run any offense. Is he like the generational prospect best since Luck that he was built up to be? You know, I don't think so. I think he's the best in this class. Are there weaknesses? Yeah. I mean, lots of throws near or at or behind the line of scrimmage. Some questions about, you know, intermediate accuracy and things like that. But I think we're into the sort of overthinking season. I think he's been built up for so long to be this surefire prospect. People are like just chipping away at him. People are starting to get intrigued by Zach Wilson and You know, I even seen some people say Mac Jones is QB1. I mean, I think people are overthinking it. Don't overthink it. This guy's as good as it is in this class.
Nader.
I'm going to have to agree. He looks like the most NFL-ready quarterback. And when you're getting labeled as that, then obviously you're going to be QB number one. Now it's just not necessarily his talent. Is can you build a team around his talent? Since he's probably going to the Jaguars, I want to see them get him some wide receiver help. I want to see them get him some offensive line help. I want to see them set him up to succeed so he doesn't end up being like a Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold type of situation where everybody just kind of says what he could have been if he got established in the right system.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry too much about that with Trevor Lawrence. He, as you mentioned, Nader, he's the most NFL-ready quarterback of the class. He is the QB1 in this class. He does a lot really, really good. He has a few things, like he tends to lock onto his primary target a little too long. He's reluctant to do the checkdowns, and when he does, like Mark mentioned, you know, he's reluctant to throw it, you know, at the line of scrimmage. A lot of his passes are behind, but you're going to, that's all stuff that once he gets to the NFL level that he's going to get coached up on. So he is definitely by far and away the best quarterback in this class. If we were to comp him out, I would say he's probably a little bit more athletic of a Matt Ryan.
Athletic Matt Ryan. Not bad. Not bad. Yep. I was going to say I'm a little bit of a Walmart Andrew Luck. Is that too mean?
No. No. I mean, I think that fits. Maybe it's the Clemson thing. I do see the athleticism of a Deshaun Watson. I do see that too. And part of the, you know, accuracy woes that people labeled Watson with, you know, you're seeing that now. But, you know, I'm just looking at the fact that this is a team in Jacksonville, to Jason's point, you know, and to what you guys were saying about can they put them up to be successful. Six picks in the top 100, you know, two firsts, 33 and 45, like four picks in the top 45. They could turn this team around quickly. Plus, they have so much cap space. Like, it might be hard to screw this up if you're Jacksonville.
I don't put it past Jacksonville to screw it up, but you're right. It's going to be very hard. Their situation reminds me a lot of Miami. Going into last year, like we had the high draft pick. We didn't have the number one overall, but I still think at the time we got the number one quarterback coming into the draft. Whether right or wrong at this point, it's to be determined. But like Miami had all the draft picks. They had all the flexibility with the amount of free agent budget that they had. So it's going to be hard for Jacksonville to screw this up for sure. They've set themselves up really, really good.
What's amazing to me is we just talked about how much cap space they have. We went over the top 10 positional players. Not one of us said any of those players were going to Jacksonville.
Well, so they're not going to spend money on a quarterback. Clearly they're not going to spend money on a running back. Clearly. The only other position is wide receiver, and I don't think that's a position where Jacksonville needs to address through free agency.
They could add receivers at 25, 33, 45. Like, I don't think they need to spend. I mean, you could get, you know, a Terrence Marshall from LSU at 25, perhaps. Maybe a Tony or, you know, an Elijah Moore at 33 or 45, and you're golden.
Yeah, they need help on their offensive line, and they need help on their defense for sure. Yeah. And the only defensive player we mentioned was JJ Watt. And clearly if at this point in his career, if he's chasing a ring, he's not going to Jacksonville.
All right. So the next quarterback on our list is Justin Fields. You know, we've got his height, his weight, his passing stats for Ohio State. I guess, what do you see about Justin Fields that makes him the second quarterback on this list?
You know, when I watched him last summer, I was a little bit worried, you know, from the mental standpoint. And that's some of the stuff you're hearing about him right now. A lot of, you know, Tony Pauline, who's talked to NFL people, is basically saying that, like, teams are worried about him working through reads and progressions and throw to his primary read all the time. You know, I actually just put up a video today on this. I watched his game against Clemson 2 years ago, his game against Clemson this year. And it's like night and day, the strides he's made in terms of working through reads, going through progressions and things like that. Then I think you look at the athleticism. You look at the, you know, movement in the pocket, the ability as a runner, the deep ball, you know, completion percentage above on throws over 20 yards. He's up there with, you know, the top guys in this class. I really like Fields a lot. I would love to see him in Atlanta. You know, I think he's a more, you know, more dynamic athlete, a plus Ryan Tannehill in that sense. And in Arthur Smith's offense, I think he'd be perfect.
So I want to list a fun hypothetical. If since obviously his old coach was Urban Myers and he is now the coach for Jacksonville, if Jacksonville does not take Justin Fields, is that a slight on him? Or
no.
Is that not like a signal? Because, I mean, obviously they work together very well. They basically won national title together.
The signal is Trevor Lawrence is still better.
Yeah.
Not that Fields is bad, but Lawrence is better.
Exactly. Does that raise questions?
No.
No.
No. It raises questions if Jacksonville takes Fields over Trevor Lawrence.
The question it raises is, who would think that Fields is better than Lawrence? And that's, you know, if this were any other class, if Trevor Lawrence wasn't around and Urban Meyer passed on him, fine. If Jacksonville wasn't in position to take the best quarterback in the class, yeah, maybe it begs the question. Jacksonville's in position to take the best quarterback in the class. So it would speak a lot to what Jacksonville is if they didn't take Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, it would make me kind of look at it sideways if Urban Meyer and them all, they went out and they took like a Trey Lance or Zach Wilson or Mac Jones over Fields. Like that, okay, like now I've got some questions. But if you're talking Trevor Lawrence, there's no issues there for me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, and so we talked to so Mark said Atlanta. Nader, besides Jacksonville, what's a good spot for Fields?
Who's number two pick? The Jets?
Yeah.
The Jets. There we go. The Jets would be a good landing spot.
George?
So I also like Atlanta. The other team that kind of intrigues me, but they would have to trade up to get him, and I just don't foresee that happening, would be Washington. But I just – they're so far back in the first round, they would have to give up a lot to move up to get him.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to move on to Trey Lance. He's only had 1 year as a starter. He played at North Dakota. He's still ranked really high in this list. He seems to me, you know, there always seems to be like a guy who plays for a smaller school, but he's got all the measurables. He's got a rocket arm. This seems like that guy to me. But guys, tell me why Trey Lance is here and where you think he's going to go.
I mean, I think Lance is here because of that raw talent. When you watch him, and you see the easy velocity. You know, a lot of people are enamored with Zach Wilson's arm, with good reason. But you see him hitch and step into throws. With Lance, flat-footed, back-footed, doesn't matter. Even in the game this year, the one showcase game against Central Arkansas, where I'm curious, you know, was if he just fired up or jazzed up or something because everything seemed to be high. Ball just pops out of his hand extremely well. Then you look at, you know, what he brings to the table as an athlete. And then I think a lot of people will like him because of the scheme fit. He's got that pro style offense background, whatever that means. But if you're an old school mind and you like seeing a quarterback line up at the center and carry on a play action fake and turn his back to the defense and throw to the fullback in the flat, which he's coached to do, you're going to like him. I mean, I think for that reason, if Kyle Shanahan can get his hands on him, you know, I think he could run that San Francisco offense right now. But he's somebody that, you know, you start getting into that discussion about ceilings and floors. The ceiling is fantastic. People might worry about the floor a bit. I would love him in San Francisco, though.
I mean, I fully agree with you. I would like him in San Francisco also. I just don't think he gets that far. I like him going to the Panthers. Yeah. And he's set up to succeed so well over there. I mean, they already have a Robbie Anderson. They got a DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel. And then if all goes worse as planned, you have a Christian McCaffrey to dump it off to. He's just set up so well to succeed over there. I don't see the Panthers letting him go past them.
That's where I think he ends up as well, is in Carolina. He's a really good rusher. Watching his rushing, he reminds me a lot of Josh Allen. He's the more power rusher. He's not the explosive rusher that Lamar Jackson is, but he's a big, powerful guy. So his rushing ability reminds me a lot of Josh Allen. And again, it's another guy coming from a small school in North Dakota State. I like the guy, but he's I don't think he's ready to start week one in the NFL. I think he's somebody that's gonna have to, you know, sit behind somebody and learn a little bit before they turn the team over to him.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting about Lance and the NDSU offense in general, they ask him to do a lot in terms of setting protections and calls at the line and things like that. You know, the issue is, you know, and it's sort of similar to the Mac Jones discussion. He had such talent around him, and those NDSU teams were just better, you know, and it was, you know, and something to sort of think about, do we see a Wentz hangover? Do teams sort of look at it? And I know we always say scout the player, not the helmet. But if you're a GM and you're sitting there like seventh overall, eighth overall, are you going to be able to really sell like a drafted an NDSU quarterback right now? I think that shouldn't matter. But who knows? This is such a irrational business that we're talking about here. Maybe it does.
I couldn't agree more. It rolls into Zach Wilson a little bit too. And it's not like BYU is a small school, but when you're talking about power schools, BYU doesn't come to mind. And Zach Wilson's the next guy on our list. To me, he seems like that off-season riser, not so much necessarily due to his play in the season that just passed, but like the more time passes in the off-season, the more I hear about Zach Wilson. And as much as other guys are getting picked apart, it seems like Zach Wilson's getting elevated. What do you guys think about Zach Wilson?
Yeah, I'd kind of agree with that, Jason. I mean, he's obviously extremely talented, but he had the 1 year of really great production. And then prior to that, you know, it's not like he was putting up great numbers. Even though he played more, there's a bit of a Trubisky feel to this, where you have the 1 year and he's really rising in the process. There's certainly a lot to love about him. Are there things he can improve at? Yeah. I mean, pocket feel and poise is one. He tends, in my mind, to like not really know when to come off a concept, to know when it's closed and dead to him. He hangs on to some concepts, not just staring down a receiver, but like staring down like slant flat or smash or whatever, and not coming off of it quickly enough. I think he probably ends up the second quarterback taken. That's not where I'll have him ranked, but I think he sort of ends up the second quarterback taken. I do think there's a reason why people say the Jets, because that sort of LaFleur offense that they're going to be running would be a good fit for him. But I do think you're right in the sense that he's this sort of off-season pre-draft riser that is just rocketing up boards. And maybe it's due to people souring on Lawrence or whatever, but he'll probably end up the second QB taken.
I think there's a lot of pre-draft fatigue where people kind of get bored of the person they're currently scouting, or they're just kind of looking for clicks, looking for a hot take, try to cause a conversation, cause a stir. But I like Zach Wilson going to the Falcons. I think he is going to be the Matt Ryan heir. And I think it is a good time for him to be drafted by the Falcons. I mean, you have a Julio Jones, not sure how long he's going to be there. Calvin Ridley, they got a lot of pieces there to help him succeed. And I like that option.
I think that's a good fit.
Yeah, I agree. The Falcons would be a good fit for him. Being able to sit behind Matt Ryan for at least 1 year, be able to learn the offense, learn the NFL speed. They could be able to coach him up, you know, behind the scenes, getting him ready to go. I think that's an excellent landing spot for him. I will say I don't like him going to the Jets. If the Jets take him second overall, I think they're setting him up for failure. I'm not convinced that he's ready to take over a franchise week one.
I would not be surprised if they stuck with the current quarterback that they already have. His name just kind of eluded me, Mr. Mono.
Sam Darnold.
There we go. Sorry, I wouldn't be surprised if they stuck with him for at least 1 year to see what they have and see if they can recoup him.
Yeah, I don't think that's the craziest idea at all. I mean, you've got the two first round picks, you've got cap space. Like, you don't have to force a quarterback pick. And I know a lot of people say they're going to do that, but I think that's a very good point. Like, they don't have to. They could be patient, give it another run with Darnold in a new offense. Because remember, it's 2 years with Adam Gase. Like, is that really a fair evaluation?
No.
No. If anything, it's a blessing now that he's gone. Yeah.
So I could totally see the Jets taking another offensive tackle swell in this, moving either making him the left tackle or moving Becton over to left tackle and having your two tackle spots covered for years to come. For
the next 10 years.
Yeah. For the next 10, yeah, having two stud tackles for the next 10 years. And even if you don't roll with Darnold, the Jets have another first-round pick. They can go get another quarterback. Potentially the next guy we're talking about in Mac Jones, although I think the first round's way too early for him. There are teams in the NFL talking about Mac Jones having a first round grade. Guys, what do you think about Mac Jones? Does he have a first round grade? Where does he go?
Does he have a first round grade? No. Where does he go? Probably the top 10.
Yep. I mean,
look, we all woke up this morning, right? And it was like Mel Kiper chose violets. Like he had Mac Jones at 8. To Carolina, and then Trey Lance at 9 to the Patriots, and my timeline has been a nightmare since. Now, look, as a Patriots guy, like I'm fine with that. Like, I'll take Trey Lance at 9 rather than Mac Jones. But you know, there's a reason why Mac Jones. Look, there are things to like about Mac Jones. He's the pocket passer, crisp release, mechanics, accuracy to all levels, decision maker. Can move around a little bit better than I think he gets credit for. He's not going to, like, you know, Kyler Murray you and escape and things like that, but he can move around sufficiently. He's the floor guy, right? Like, he's the floor guy that if you're a GM and you need a quarterback and you've got Zach Wilson in his 1 year at BYU, you've got Trey Lance in his 1 year in a game at an FCS school, and you've got the guy that was a Heisman finalist and won a national title at Alabama. Like, it doesn't get you fired, right? Like, if you draft Trey Lance and it doesn't work out, you reached for an FCS kid, you might get fired. If you draft Mac Jones, like, it might not work out, but still, it's like you drafted the Alabama kid. So I think that's what's going to see him come into the top 10. Is a general manager is going to look at the situation and say, look, we need a quarterback. We're not on the clock again until 46 or 48 or whatever. Mac Jones won't be there. We need a quarterback. I'll draft him now. If it doesn't work out, whatever. I drafted a Heisman finalist. Like, I think it's the safe, warm, cozy blanket that general managers sometimes love.
So unfortunately, he's not 6'6", because the place I think he goes
is Denver.
Their general manager loves quarterbacks who are 6'6", and it is 100% Denver.
Yeah.
I think – if you look at Denver, they got playmakers all over the field, right? If you look at Mac Jones, what did he have at Alabama? Playmakers all over the field. It's almost like it's a natural transition for him to go to Denver. He's the type of quarterback that has the resume that a John Elway just gushes over. And they need a quarterback. I don't think Drew Lock is their answer. Their defense is still good. Their offense, when everybody is healthy, I think is one of the top 10 in the NFL. They just need somebody to steer that ship. And I think Mac Jones is the guy that can actually get that done.
I mean, you're telling me all about safety and how he's safe. He has a high floor. And automatically the first person that I pop in my head is Ron Rivera.
And
how he loves safety and how he already has a solid defense. He's got, you know, decent running backs. He's got decent receivers around him. And it turns out they're shopping for a quarterback right now. It seems too easy and too good to be true for him to go past the Redskins.
I think he doesn't make it to the Redskins is the problem. They would have to trade up to get him. And with Alex Smith come back, I think he just kind of threw a whole wrench into to everything that they were doing. Cause I don't think they were actually planning on Alex Smith to be there this year.
There's never a bad time to have Alex Smith in your quarterback room. He is too intelligent, too smart, and too football savvy to hurt a quarterback room. And if I have Alex Smith, I'm making sure I get a quarterback because I need to utilize Alex Smith as much as possible.
The only question I have coming out of Mac Jones is, who are the Redskins?
Oh yeah. The Washington football team.
No, I think the Washington football team would be a good spot for him. I do want to finish George's thought there before he joins us back, but they're going to have to move up big time to get somebody like Mac Jones. Cause even though he doesn't have a first round grade, he's going to go early in the first round. And that's my only hesitation for him to go somewhere like Washington. I think Washington's going to have to make moves they don't want to make in order to get up that far. And it's going to leave them a little bit high and dry in the quarterback situation, but you never know. You know, they did get lucky, remember, and get Haskins a couple years ago back where they picked. So maybe it happens again. I don't know.
Well, look at the draft board right now. You know, Jacksonville, of course, they got their quarterback. Jets, they got their quarterback. Dolphins, they already have a quarterback. They're probably taking a receiver. And then Falcons, I have them taking Zach Wilson. Bengals, they just drafted a quarterback. Eagles just drafted a quarterback. Lions just traded for a quarterback. Panthers, I expect them getting Trey Lance. Broncos, he could go there, but I think they're more defensive-minded right now, and they're going to keep Drew Lock another year to see what he's got. Cowboys, they're going to of course sign Dak Prescott. Giants, they got a guy. Niners, they're not going to take a pocket passer. If they're going to take a quarterback, he's going to be a more mobile one. Chargers, they just got theirs. Vikings, they got one already. Patriots, he can go to the Patriots, maybe that would be a decent fit. Cardinals, they got one. Raiders, they got one. Dolphins, of course, they just have the rookie again, and now back to the Washington football team. I just don't think there's enough QB needy teams. And if they do need a QB, they need something else more badly.
You know, there are also some wild cards in there in terms of teams that might go quarterback, like Philadelphia. You know, you're absolutely right, Jalen Hurts. Maybe they're not sold on Hurts either. Maybe they could go quarterback. Detroit, yeah, they traded for Jared Goff, but maybe they're looking at Goff as potentially more of a bridge guy. And if they like the QB that's available at seven, maybe they go QB there. I mean, I think you're right. A lot of these teams here, like the Jets, obviously could go a different direction. Philly could, they need a cornerback. They need somebody that can cover. Detroit's got a ton of needs. So it could be a scenario where Matt Jones is available at 15. You've seen a lot of people, Kuiper, Tannenbaum, others say that, look, there's no way he goes past New England at 15. As a Patriots fan, I will be reaching for the hard stuff if that's what happens at 15, but maybe that's where he goes.
Well, and we also have to keep in mind there's a lot of teams behind that may move up. Pittsburgh's
Chicago,
one.
Chicago, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they may move up. Like Ben might come back another year, right? That's the word now. He might come back another year, but it's literally 1 year. So if Pittsburgh doesn't look for a quarterback, they're going to be stuck with what, Duck Hodges again. So maybe they move up. You never. Listen, that's what the fun of the draft is. You never know what's going to happen, but it's sure great to talk about it with you guys. So I'm going to move into the close of the show. Mark, I want you to tell us where the good people can find you.
You can find me on the Bird app at Mark Schofield. Lots of Scrubs gifts. I will not become one of these super Twitter people that's going to charge people to see Scrubs gifts and Winnie the Pooh memes because really? Like, really?
Yeah, that's worth it.
I mean, yeah, but the Scrubs gifts, the Winnie the Pooh memes, they're for the people. They're for the people. USA Today's Touchdown Wire, a couple different SB Nation sites, but on Twitter, that's the easiest way.
And Nader, where can everybody find you? I mean, I know you are one of the super people, but you're giving away, like, I think I saw loofahs and hair product because of that stylish hair and the beard.
Oh, yeah. Remember, if the beard doesn't connect, neither do we. But you can find me at Top Tier Tactics _ on Twitter. Of course, you can listen to my podcast at Top Tier Tactics. And then, of course, my YouTube channel at Top Tier Tactics Fantasy Football, where you get to hear me and my co-host, who's currently taking care of his newborn baby, talk trash to each other for a good hour about fantasy football.
So I need to cover for George here. He had to go suddenly. He's at BFTG Pod on Twitter, BFTGEO on the Sleeper app. And you can find me at BFTG Jason on Twitter. You can follow all the SleeperWire shows at SleeperWire Show on Twitter, sleeperwireshow.com, where you can join our Patreon and get into the contest. Guys, we'll see you next time.